It's irresponsible. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Pentagon blasts Russia's continued threat of nuclear weapons as the invasion of Ukraine is in week 10.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was asked during Thursday's briefing about the U.S. response to Russia's announcement that they've successfully participated in nuclear-capable missile launches.
It's not the behavior of a responsible nuclear power to engage in that kind of rhetoric.
But Kirby said our continued posture is, quote, well-placed, and he noted the U.S. has 100,000 troops in Europe. There's been no change, he said, to our footprint on NATO's eastern flank as a result of Russia's comments and actions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will take action on abortion rights after the leaked draft decision from the Supreme Court indicates Roe versus Wade could be overturned.
I'm announcing that next week, the U.S. Senate is going to vote on legislation to codify a woman's right to seek an abortion into federal law.
But the vote will be largely symbolic as Democrats lack the needed 60 votes to overcome a Republican filibuster. The FDA now says it's strictly limiting who can get Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine due to a rare but serious risk of blood clots, saying the J&J shot should now be only given to adults who can't get a different vaccine or specifically request the J&J shot. In December, the CDC recommended using the Moderna and Pfizer shots over J&J's because of its safety issues. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki with an announcement during today's briefing.
I just want to take the opportunity to celebrate and congratulate my friend, my colleague, my partner in truth, Karine Jean-Pierre, the next White House press secretary.
Psaki's last day will be next Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An unruly traveler flying from Philadelphia to Miami last summer learns his fate following a mid-air incident.
The 23-year-old man from Ohio taped to his seat yelling,
"Help!"
The crew on the Frontier Airlines flight taking action after Maxwell Berry punched and groped crew members. He was sentenced this week to 60 days in jail after pleading guilty in February in U.S. District Court in Miami to three counts of assault. Court documents show Berry must also pay a $2,500 fine and cover $1,500 in restitution. CJ Papa, Fox News.
An inspector general's report has found that most of the 10,000 smartphones purchased for a Department of Veterans Affairs program during the pandemic went unused. The report from the VA's inspector general found that more than 8,500 of those phones with unlimited prepaid calling plans gathered dust and ended up costing the agency $1.8 million in wasted data plan costs. A federal judge has dismissed a defamation lawsuit against Alec Baldwin over online harassment filed by the family of a Wyoming Marine who was killed in Afghanistan.
The action was filed by the family of Lance Corporal Riley J. McCullum after Baldwin, who initially donated $5,000 to the family, later publicly labeled McCullum's sister an insurrectionist for attending the Capitol protest that turned into a riot January 6th. In the lawsuit, lawyers for McCullum's sister wrote that while their client Royce herself acted in a peaceful, law-abiding manner, Baldwin's post led to a wave of threats from his followers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An analysis by the Associated Press has found a growing number of hazardous dams in poor condition across the U.S. The AP found more than 2,200 dams in poor or unsatisfactory condition that are rated as high hazard, meaning their failure likely would kill someone, up substantially from a similar review 3 years ago. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.